All right. Well, okay. So then if we don't have any more comments about the previous round, or do we?
We don't.
Okay.
Do you want to launch into your rant?
I do have a little rant.
All right.
And I just want to mention that I was maybe the only judge who was against this two chord limitation as a challenge.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was an excessive limitation that would detract. I thought that hobbling bands in this way is the opposite of what makes a good challenge or a good prompt. But I'm happy to see that the bands flourished within the constraint, and I very much enjoyed most of these songs, almost all of these songs. I'm not sure that I was wrong, though, to think that this was a bad challenge. I mean, we might have gotten even better songs with a less restrictive challenge, but I guess bands can and should find such prompts at songfight.org or NerEyn or SpinTunes 19 and etc. I had actually thought it might be neat to have a challenge be, when they were talking about two chords, I sort of countered, well, how about two or 22? Meaning it had to be two chords or 22 chords and nothing else. But
I like that.
But I think that might have been only potentially good at an earlier round, because, like, what if everybody did two chords except for one band?
Right, right. Did, and know. I remember saying, Ryan, that's going to be hard to judge. Like, I'm not going to count 22 chords. And you were like, we don't have to judge this round, dude. Yeah. It's not our problem.
Exactly. Like,
that is a terrible reason to do that.
But that's the reason that Micah had for doing two chords. Because, like, I was saying, we were going to get flooded with all these people saying, like, well, what counts as a chord? And what if I do this? And stuff like that. And he was like, well, it doesn't matter because we're not going to be judging this round.
Yeah, we're just kicking that down the road for someone else to figure out.
Exactly. So I just threw it back in his face saying, like, okay, well.
Well, and I will say that there is some precedent for there being only two chords in a song. In that there is, at least in Western classical music, a long tradition of only using one and five, particularly in the classical era. And if you talk to Dr. Shanker of Shankarian analysis, his theory is every single chord progression is just an elaborate variation on one and five. I don't ascribe to that, but just...
And the rest of the chords are just passing chords?
No, the rest of the chords are just different forms of one and five. Oh, so like... Oh. So, like, a four chord is really just a one chord, and a seven chord is really just a five chord. And I didn't take the full class, but a lot of my friends did, and I'm glad I didn't take that class because it sounded really infuriating.
I can kind of see the seven and the five, right? Because they both share the same tritone, don't they?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, you could just call a seven chord, seeing as it's a diminished chord and that's not super functional, that it's really just a 5-7 without the root. Anyway, all of this is just to say that I'm going to be nerding out on music theory most of this podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
We're glad that you're on for this one, because a lot of my notes are a little bit light on theory, so thank you for that.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, I actually kind of, like, went through a bunch of these songs and... you know, before doing the bio, I just sort of would figure out what the chords were. And so, like, all of my chords are like, oh, this one's C major and D major, and this other one's G major to C major. And then, you know, going through the things, though, they're all C major 7th, add 9 and 11. And
we're getting ahead of ourselves, but yeah.
11 and stuff like that. So I'm kind of like, oh, okay, well, yeah, so... That all makes sense, but it also plays well with these major chords. So. Oh, yeah, we are getting ahead of ourselves. So.
Well, and I did have some initial thoughts before we get into the actual reviews about how to fulfill this challenge. I actually found this, like, at the beginning of last week. I wasn't sure if I was going to submit for this at all because just, like, a bunch of stuff was happening. Like you said, this is a very challenging challenge. But so my initial thoughts was that there were only a few basic ways to fulfill this challenge. One, and honestly, I thought that this was going to be the most popular way, was to do a one and a five, you know, tonic to dominant over and over and over again. Interestingly, by my count, only two people did that, and I thought it was going to be the most popular way to do this. By my count, the most popular was one to four, which is still makes a lot of sense given, you know, Western classical music theory having its influence on modern pop and rock music. Still, that really caught me off guard, just the huge number of people who did one to four. Then some of the other ways to do it would have been a different combo of two simple chords, like a one to three. I actually think somebody had a one to a two chord.
Yeah.
Oh, and for those playing at home, when I'm saying numbers, I'm talking about the chords on the individual starting notes throughout a key. So do, the chord that starts on do would be the tonic chord. Sol, the chord that starts on sol, would be the dominant. 4 is subdominant, 7 is subtonic, et cetera, et cetera. And if I end up using these words, I'll try to define them as I go along. But yeah, so like that was sort of the three simple ways of doing it. And then my thinking got into the, okay, how can I subvert this challenge? And my thoughts went in a much more crazy direction. So first one being the use of polychords. And a polychord is basically when you play two chords at the same time. So if you play, you know, a C major at the same time as you play a D minor chord, that's a polychord. Or you could call it a C major, add 9, add 11, add 13.
Yes.
You know, depending on how you can do it. And the thing about that process is the more of those non-chord tones that you add, the 9th, the 11th, the 13th, the more of those you add, the less you take away from what is the heart of this challenge. And I'm just going to go full out and say that is absolutely what I did in my shadow. Like, I fully consider myself to have cheated with this, but that's, you know, that's what shadows are for, right? The interesting thing is, depending on which notes in your C major, add 9, add 11, add 13, depending on which notes you bring out, you actually end up, you could have two chords that you're using when you're only calling it one chord. So that was one thought. Another thought was intervals aren't chords. So if you just have a bass and a melody, you could imply as many chords as you want, but it's not a chord, so it doesn't count. I didn't catch anybody doing this. There was one instance where somebody only had the melody and bass going, but it was staying within their established chords. And then my thought was like, how are we defining chords? Is it C and G, or is it 1 and 5, or is it any 1 and 5? If I did a 1-5 chord progression in C major, could I then switch it to G major and have 1-5 and G major and have that still count? Yeah. I definitely think that
that's
would be
no.
cheating
yeah.
and wouldn't count.
I think Micah called out key changes as a no-go.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that was sort of some of my thoughts in terms of how to subvert this challenge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think anybody listening to this probably already knows, but you know, of course, Micah did have that clarification that, you know, if somebody who is relatively, you know, unversed in the song or completely unversed in the song, certainly, if you were to sit them down with a guitar and say it's going back and forth between these two chords, if they could play along using just those chords that you gave them to the entire song, then that would fit. If something didn't fit, you know, then that would be an easy way of telling whether or not it met the challenge. So just sort of like an easy analog, kind of a, you know, non-academic way of finding out whether or not it fit. And I did that with a lot of songs. I had my toy piano on my desk, which I, you know, refer to way too often. And for some of these songs, especially the ones I had questions about, I was there going clink, plink, 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 all the way through these songs that I thought were a little sus. Turned out fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I thought people were going to do with a challenge is basically do a 2-chord modal vamp. Like, you know, the song Evil Ways by Santana. It's the minor 1-4 in the key of G, Dorian, which is like a minor 2-5 in the key of F major. And then, you know, that song Evil Ways has that very distinct 2-chord vamp, and I think that works really well. And I think there are cases where the tonic is minor in some of these songs, and I think you can kind of look at it as a modal vamp for some of these cases. And I think at least a couple songs took that approach.
Yeah, I was thinking that everybody was going to do a horse with no name. I thought that was my fear. And we arguably got one or two horses with no name, but they were fine too. And they were not.
That's a minor 1-2 in E Dorian.
Mm.
I do still suspect some of these songs in ways that I'll discuss a little bit more specifically in the notes. I suspect Cybronica's song too. But
good, you should.
Okay.
All right, we'll get
notes.
There.
It's in my notes.
Yeah. Stay to the end of the podcast if you want to hear us talk about Cybronica's song.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so, all right. So that's foreshadowing. It's a lot of foreshadowing already, but we'll get back into that. Was there anything else about this that you wanted to talk about before we got into the reviews?
I'm just pleased with how good all of the songs are. I really enjoyed listening to all of them on repeat for the last 3 days.
Yeah. I think the challenge here was, you know, if you were even going to do A Horse with No Name, was to come up with a really compelling melody. Again, to flourish within this constraint is a challenge. You know, you got to, and a lot of people did so in ways that I could never have predicted, and I'm very happy about it myself.